There are three specific actions in Be Free. Start Free, ensuring that the beginning of every child's life can be HIV free. This can be done. We're almost there. So that is absolutely 90% there. So we've only got a short way to go. Staying free means we must prevent the cycle of new infections by providing young women and girls with the information and tools they need to stay healthy and alive. So prevention, staying free from the virus. You don't want to become HIV positive. We need to avoid that at all costs. AIDS free, to ensure that children who test HIV positive receive immediate access to treatment. This is really important, that we no longer have to wait until people are on death's door. We give them access to treatment and they stay on treatment, and that will give them an opportunity to lead an AIDS-free life.
When you were invited by Nelson Mandela to South Africa in 2003 to participate in an event, you were very moved by some of the words he said, calling this epidemic a genocide. Do you remember that moment?
Completely. I will never forget the moment. It is absolutely marked in my psyche. We were standing in Robben Island in the former exercise yard. Nelson Mandela was giving a speech in front of his former prison cell, and the international media were there. And he said, there is a genocide taking place in my country, and the face of it are women and children. As a youngster, as a teenager, I had heard about apartheid and I had been outraged by apartheid. And I said, I will never go to this country, a country that prevents integration between races. To me, it's fascistic and obscene. And to be standing on South African soil post-apartheid, listening to Mandela, who was standing in front of his former prison cell, I mean, the symbolism was so powerful. And he was saying, there's a genocide taking place and it's affecting women and children. And I said to myself, why didn't I know this? Why didn't I know this? Why doesn't the world know this? They still refer to the AIDS pandemic as something that happened in the 80s that was affecting LGBT population, intravenous drug users, sex workers, all true. But where was the representation? Where was the voice for millions of women and children? It was never represented very well. So as a woman and as a mother, no matter what color my skin, I felt I have a platform now. I can really possibly contribute and use the platform as a communicator that I have to try to amplify the voice and become an advocate and campaigner for this issue.
Is that what you had in mind when you created Sing in 2007?
Yes, it was my initiative because I sing, I've written songs, and songs and music have been great communication tools, vehicles to send messaging to people. And the Sing campaign was my own initiative, and really it was a small one because it was just me. And at the time I wasn't a UNAIDS ambassador. Becoming a UNAIDS ambassador, it ramped up the profile, gave me the opportunity to actually speak more truth to power. And for this I've been so grateful to Michel Sidibe for giving me that opportunity to be part of his collective team.
The Sing campaign has donated money to grassroots organizations so that women could have treatment. Are you happy about the progress that's been realized in terms of women getting more and more access?
We have seen tremendous improvement there. I mean, really off the chart. I think it's 84% women on treatment. I mean, PMTCT has been implemented. Babies do not need to be born with the virus. That's the very first sort of sacred moment of life, a child being delivered into the world. What could be more precious than that? And that child does not have to be born with this so-called deadly virus. It's not deadly. We know now that we can live with it, but no one wants to be born with HIV. And if we can prevent this by working with the mothers to help, support, to educate, to learn about how they can live with the treatment and how to bring up their children in an informed way. There are so many levels to HIV, and I think that the mother-to-child, the PMTCT aspect, is simply one slice, and it's the one that I have taken most interest in over these years.
You've been committed to the cause for so long. You've given so much. Are there times when you felt, I can't do this anymore, because HIV/AIDS is still the biggest killer in the world?
Here's the thing. Wherever I go, I have a few pieces of information in my head. And the first one is that HIV and AIDS is the leading cause of death for women of reproductive age. And the second one is that HIV and AIDS is the leading cause of death for adolescents in sub-Saharan Africa. And the fact is that people don't know this. People are not waking up every day thinking about this. The newspapers and magazines and the media in general are not focusing on this. They don't realise this. And it is a massive, massive issue to tackle. And this was the point. Like when Mandela said genocide was taking place in his country, most of the people in the country at the time were in denial about it. They knew what was going on, but they kind of said, even the president of the country, the health minister at the time, was in total denial. So if we're not able to change minds, how can we change behaviour? We must really understand the scale of the challenge, and we must acknowledge it, and we must be prepared to mobilise everything we have to make sure that those changes are put into effective place.
Do you believe that we can end this epidemic in our generation?
I think we absolutely can, but we must have the investment, we must have the political will, and last but not least, eventually we must have a vaccine. If we had a vaccine or a cure, we wouldn't be talking about it. That would be the end of AIDS. But we're all very hopeful.
Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I've been wearing the HIV positive t-shirt for 13 years. It's been a very helpful tool. It's not my invention. I copied Zaki Ahmad, who at the time was the most exemplary leader from Treatment Action Campaign. Zaki himself was HIV positive and he refused to take treatment until it became affordable to every citizen in South Africa. So he really risked his life for the cause. So this t-shirt that I wear that says HIV positive works in different ways because the virus is something invisible. And the stigma creates an invisibility as well. So whenever I wear it, it isn't a fashion statement. It's actually about to bring the visibility of the issue forward. Whenever anybody takes my photograph, I don't care that they're taking a picture of me. I want them to look at the issue. And that has been a really, really helpful tool. And I'm really, really proud to wear it.